Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
It's the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. Week 6 is in the books.
Yes, it is.
And I'm excited to talk about this week and kind of break down a couple things. A lot of stuff kind of happened, some cool things, some games that you didn't think were going to happen.
Oh, 100%.
I called a couple of them. One of them didn't work out.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. We'll get to that. I'm Steven Isaac. What do you got for me, bud?
So this, I would dub this the week of upsets. This, we officially have no more undefeated teams. I was honestly surprised. I did not think, if you listened to my last podcast, I said, oh, this week's not going to be like that special. Like, there might not be any like crazy games. But in all honesty, I stand corrected, because there were some crazy games. Both undefeated teams were taken down by teams that we did not really think that were going to show out. So the first one I'd like to talk about is the Jets and the Eagles. I thought the Eagles would walk right over the Jets. The Jets are, I would say they're the most misunderstood team right now, because we all think like, oh, they lost Aaron Rodgers, they're going to have a horrible season. I don't agree with that, because yes, would they have just an insane season with Aaron Rodgers, and they got put on all these primetime games because we thought they were going to have Aaron Rodgers, and now people are thinking like, oh, they're not going to perform. Zach Wilson isn't there for them. Zach Wilson is a all-around pretty good quarterback. Like, he's picking up the team well. They were all expecting to have Aaron Rodgers, and he's kind of picking up the pieces and doing a pretty good job at it. And they have an insane defense, because that's the big thing with the Eagles. They shut down Jalen. He only had one touchdown, and he had 3 interceptions. Jalen was not at his performance today, because they just completely shut him down.
Yeah, I think they had 4 turnovers total in the game. And I agree with you. I don't know that. I think Zach is still developing. I think he's still learning. He still is a struggling quarterback, and that can be their weak link. Mm-hmm. Is if he's got a bad game or whatnot. They got a great receiving core. We have watched a bunch of their games, because you're right, they've been on all the primetime games because they all thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be there.
Exactly.
And in one sense, you were like, oh, why are we watching the Jets? And you keep seeing this team develop. I love their head coach. The defense
is
rock solid. And that is what's carrying this team right now. Can they go all the way? Can they make it deep into the playoffs? I don't know. I know there's talks, rumors. Is Aaron going to come back? If Aaron Rodgers was on this team right now, we would be even seeing a better Jets team, because you're seeing a pretty well-rounded team playing each week.
100%.
And Zach is still just developing, and I think that he's going to continue to grow. He is stepping up. He is stepping and filling the shoes that he needs to be. I love that they're still riding with him and doing it, but the fact that you're right, that the Jets defense just totally shut out the Eagles and shut them down. They only scored 14 points, the Eagles did. Jets come out with a win, big upset.
Oh, yeah.
Eagles lose their first game. I told you last week, this is going to be, you know, some upsets are going to happen, and here, it happened.
Yes, I was genuinely surprised, but I was also kind of happy, because we've talked about it forever, every undefeated team needs to get a loss, because you can't just go through the whole season high and mighty. We can't be defeated, because then when it's like whatever week 15 and you get your loss, then it's just you get thrown into just this, oh, and then you might just spiral down. But if you lose within like the middle of the season, being undefeated is great, but when you lose, you learn that winning and losing, because you can learn from your losses and then you can build up and be even better. And so I think that was good. But yeah, the Jets are just, I don't even know what to say about them, because they have really performed at a level that I didn't think possible. Like, the Jets, for the longest time in my mind, were kind of in the back of my mind. They weren't really a team I really fixated on. And right now, they're all over the place.
It's just, this wasn't, you know, they beat the Bears.
Exactly.
They beat the Panthers, who hasn't won a game.
Yeah.
You just stepped up and took out the Eagles, who's been high flying, mighty, undefeated, And it was pretty impressive.
It was very impressive.
Really, regardless of what kind of continues to happen, it was really impressive by the Jets. Same thing, and I agree with you. I don't think it's any... I'm not really, just in a sense, impressed by the undefeated season, because I think life is ups and downs, the good, mm-hmm. the bad, the hard, and you do learn through that adversity. And I think that the teams really do develop, find out who they are, they find out what is wrong, what they need to work on.
Exactly.
In those losses. Coaching steps up, leadership. And so I think that you have a really well-rounded package team when you have that mix of wins and losses,
mm-hmm.
and winning in key moments and in those big games is what gets you the championships and those type of things. It's not just having the undefeated. Here, you can have the undefeated season and mm-hmm. lose in the playoffs or lose the Super Bowl. That's what matters in the sense of why they're playing. Who cares that you had the undefeated season? So yeah, have that mix and that loss, and so that you can work through that. That's what I've been saying with Brock Purdy.
And
the guy doesn't know how to lose, in a sense.
Yeah.
And that was the next upset.
The Browns definitely taught him how to lose. And yeah, that's another big upset that happened. I was actually not seeing this one happen, because the Browns, ever since like they lost Baker Mayfield, they've just not really been on my radar. And they also, Myles Garrett and the Browns defense just shut Brock Purdy down. Like, he only got 125 yards, he got one touchdown, and he got an interception. And I also was looking into Browns. I was like, well, who's the quarterback right now? And that's, for them, it's PJ Walker. And I was like, who's PJ Walker? But he actually did really well. He had 192 yards. The rushing game is just beyond insane with both Jerome Ford and Kareem Hunt. And Kareem Hunt's been in the league for how long? But he's really good. And it just, they were a really solid team. And the 49ers, in my opinion, I thought the 49ers were better than the Eagles. I do like the 49ers more than the Eagles, so I might be a little bit biased. But just playing style-wise, I think they had a better overall team, because they had Brock Purdy, they had George Kittle, they had all these like good receivers, and then they had a really strong defense with Nick Bosa. And it's just like, I thought they were just an overall really solid team, kind of like the Rams we saw that one year when they had basically that Madden team of like every good player from the league and got put together. That was a really cool year. But I was really surprised by the Browns, and I'm really impressed how they just shut down the 49ers.
Yeah, I do think you got to see, can the Eagles and the 49ers battle it out?
They're
little different playing styles, but mm-hmm. they're both high flying offenses and can do a lot and are really impressive. And same thing, right? That's why we watch football, though. That's what we said last week, is you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And to be able to have these teams, and I'm sure the Eagles came in thinking, we're going to walk all over the Jets. Same thing, going, okay, the Browns can step up, but oh, they got a bunch of injuries. They've lost key players. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be able to kind of go. And you never can have that mindset or that attitude. You never can think, oh, this is going to be an easy game, or, oh,
exactly.
we should be able to win this. And even all the people that do all their, you know, scores and sports betting and all this, they have all their spreads, and you know, the Eagles are way up here and all the odds of the Jets winning, and oh, the odds of the Browns winning, and everybody thinks that's not going to happen. And here,
exactly,
you don't know what is going to happen. So in a sense, I don't want to be like mean and be like, yes, the 49ers lost their first game, yes, Brock Purdy got a loss. But in a sense, yeah, I'm kind of happy that he got a loss, that the team did, because they get to, again, dive deeper into who they are. He mm-hmm. gets to look at and work through those emotions of, I lost a game now, or I didn't play as well, or I didn't step up, or we win as a team, we lose as a team. Those are all things you got to work through, and you have to learn and develop as well, and that's what creates your character.
Honestly, I think that does, like you were saying, you can learn from those losses, and it does just build character, because if you're just insanely good, you're just undefeated, and you just think you can do everything, when you do get that first loss, that's going to completely spiral you down, and it won't even help, because yeah, like you said, if it's an undefeated season, and then you make it to the playoffs, those are the games that do matter, and those are the ones you need to win. And if that's where you're getting your first loss because you just feel comfortable where you're at and you're like, oh, we're just going to win because we've won the whole season, that's where your downfall is going to be. And so, like you said, yeah, no, we're not encouraging like, oh, yeah, these teams are getting losses, but it is good for them to lose because then they can build on this and they can ultimately become a better team.
Now, I should have probably, I'm not a betting man, but, you know, I should have, I kind of called that the Jets and the Browns, I was like, watch the Eagles and watch the 49ers get their first loss, and boom, it happened.
You also
the
had one, another bet.
Yeah, the one that I did not, I was really hoping, really out of all of them, to be honest.
This is the one
I was hoping for, Thursday night, Chiefs, Broncos. I really, really thought, and I really was hoping Russell Wilson was going to step. But see here, like you knew, like that's what everybody was like, I know the Chiefs are going to walk all over him. I know this one. And I was just like, no, watch. Sean Payton's going to step up. Russell Wilson is going to just, boom, be Russell Wilson of old. He's going to pull out his magic, and he's going to make this happen. They're taking down the Chiefs. Yeah, no, that was so bad.
See, yeah, like you said, we can never be like, oh, we know something's going to happen. But this game was like, you can know. Like, you watch, like, the first 5 minutes, and you're like, yeah, this is where this game is going.
I know, that's what stinks, is you did. You knew in, the 5 minutes
of it. And
then
we just sit there and watch the whole game.
Shoot, yeah,
no. We know what's going to happen, but we still watch anyway, because, you know, we still watch football, because they might have come back.
I literally, like, what, to the very end, I was just like,
they're going to win, they're going to win.
Watch it now. In their defense, it wasn't like a crazy blowout. Like, it wasn't like 40-10, and I'm like, they're gonna win. It ended up being 19-8. Like, they had a chance. They definitely didn't just destroy them.
They also kind of shut down Patrick Mahomes.
It did kind of come down to, yeah, it was the last several minutes that I kept going, like, watch, Russell Wilson's going to kick it in the gear. They're going to get the onside kick. Yeah. They're going to get the 2-point conversion. They're going to win this game. And you guys are just sitting there like,
no.
Yeah, no.
No,
and yeah, that didn't happen. Next time. I don't know. Come on, what the heck? I don't know.
It's weird because
they gotta step up.
If this is 2 years ago, this is like a dream team right here, because Sean Payton, Russell Wilson. Ever since Russell Wilson went to the Broncos, he has just been completely downhill, which I don't know. Maybe it is age, but I think even if he did stay on the Seahawks, he'd be doing better. Because in all honesty, I think it doesn't just depend on the player. It also depends on the system. We've talked about this for years with the Bears and how if you put obviously Patrick Mahomes is a skilled quarterback and he'd do decently well wherever he is. But if you took Patrick Mahomes and put him on the Bears, he would not do nearly as well as he would on the Chiefs, just because of the Chiefs system and their whole ecosystem and just the environment that they're in with Andy Reid and all these other good players around him. It kind of just builds them up. And that's why we've seen Geno Smith actually do pretty well, because he's kind of come into this place of leadership. He's been a backup for however many years, but the people around him and Pete Carroll and just DK Metcalf and all these good players around him kind of just build him up and help the leadership process.
I don't know what's up with Russell. Can you say, like, if he was on the Seahawks, would he still be better? I think that system fit him well.
It did.
But that last couple of years, especially the last year, things started getting rough, which obviously led just to all the splits and trades and all of that. But then, yeah, did that kind of just get in his head and just mess him up as far as, I don't know, but it's been a couple of years with the Broncos that you thought last year you kind of gave him that grace period and going, okay, it's all new. You just got traded. You're learning a new system. Can you make this work? Maybe the head coach isn't that great and you guys are really struggling. So they go, they get some key trades, some key draft picks. They pick up Sean Payton, epic Super Bowl winning coach.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking this is year two for Russell. He's going to step up, and you just have not seen that at all. Like,
no.
Zero. Like, there's just nothing. Like, it's not even like the whole team just lost, and I'm sitting there just waiting for Russell to do something, and I'm just like, bro, what's going on?
I know. Like, I just don't
get it. So, I don't know. We're going to see. Giants almost took down the Bills.
That was a crazy
game, too. I mean, it was only 14-9. Again, these high-flying teams that, you know, just a couple weeks ago are scoring 40-plus points a game.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. I like that the Bills scraped through and won. I was hoping
for that. You're happy about that, yeah.
But just the fact that, yeah, the Giants still kind of made that a game, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And then I loved just Monday night was fantastic. Cowboys and Chargers.
That was actually great, really good.
It was
loving
a great,
seeing
solid
Justin Herbert play
game. Ah, I want that for me was one of the games that I was torn on who I wanted to win because we've talked.
See, that's easy for me. I do not like the Cowboys.
I'm not a Cowboys fan. I said this before. I'm not a Cowboys fan, but I really, really want Dak to do well.
Really?
And so, I mean, I feel like he's been thrown under the bus so much. He's done so well coming back from injuries and developing and turning into a leader. And he has great potential and he's fantastic at times. And so I really want him to do well. And so then when the times the Cowboys win, I'm just kind of like, all right, cool. Nice job, Dak. And so I was in that mode going, if the Cowboys lose again, they're throwing that all on Dak. And I don't think that he deserves that. Again, you win and lose as a team, but it all keeps getting on him personally of just Dak isn't the leader. He's not good enough. But on the other side, I really wanted the Chargers to win. And I feel like Herbert keeps getting into these games, these one-score games.
He always gets to, like, the top.
Right to
and then
the
he
end,
just...
and then they just can't do it. And they keep losing these one-score games. And I feel really bad for him. And I really like the Chargers, their defense, their team as a whole. I like their coach.
Yes.
Herbert is just, I think he's fantastic. So it was just a great game that went back and forth, battled to the end. Cowboys ended up coming up on top. Herbert throws the interception. It was kind of, it was a bummer. If you were a Chargers fan, it spiraled down pretty fast where you were like all hyped and then,
Honestly, that's the thing. Like, I love the Chargers. I think they're great. I love Justin Herbert. I just love their team as a whole. But like you said, they get into these places where they go to, like, they're, like, really close. And they've been really close with, like, some really good teams. And they really need to work on putting in all four quarters and being able to just finish it out. And because, like you said, they do really good for, like, however, like, they get to, like, the end of the fourth, and then he'll throw an interception or something will happen. And so I think they just need to work on getting all four quarters, and then I think they can really just work from there. And I think we could see some real progression.
Yeah, no, for sure. There was a list. I can't even, like, name everybody. I don't want to necessarily focus on one particular person, but the injuries.
There are a lot of injuries.
Crazy. I don't know. I guess I would have to do some research and go back to years prior, even last year. I feel for some reason this year, 6 weeks into it, is way higher, way more substantial as far as just constantly hearing about big injuries.
Yes.
And major players as well. Players get injured all the time, and I don't want to be like, oh, it's just the offensive lineman, or oh, it's just this guy. Like, they're all important. They're all big key players. But major running backs, receivers, quarterbacks, defensive ends. Like, I mean, these are major guys that are key players in your team that are, you know, those special standout leaders that help those teams be who they are.
Exactly.
And it's just like it's not just one, it's multiple ones per week. Crazy injuries that I'm just like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Are we not conditioning? Have we made the game too soft? Are we not allowing enough practice, off-season preparation, field condition? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It just seems crazy where I'm just like, man, it is just the list of injuries every single week.
It's weird. Yeah, I've definitely noticed that. And it's like, we do have to, like, look back to some years, because I remember, like, in the past few years, there would be, like, maybe an injury here and there, and then there would be, like, a big significant injury that everyone would kind of just fixate on, and not really, like, there just wasn't really any other, major injuries going on. Because, yes, people would get injured and it would be bad, but, like, they work on stuff, they recover, and they'll be back in, like, 2 weeks. And it's like, there are just so many injuries going on recently that it's sad, but it's also kind of just suspicious of how many injuries there are in this year compared to the rest of the years. So maybe it is, like you said, the turf, the cleats, making it too soft. I don't know. And we really got to see what's really going on here.
Well, I think at this point, it's not going to end up being who's the best team in a sense, like the Eagles or the, it could even be the Chargers or the Lions right now are doing amazing.
Really good.
Can they win? Like, I can see the Lions winning the Super Bowl if they all stay healthy and mm-hmm. other teams don't. Like, again, I don't know that it's going to necessarily come down who is the absolute best team as far as players and well-rounded and how well you're doing everything. I think it's going to come down to, especially this year, who has an injury-free team or who has the least amount of injuries.
Exactly.
Because you can have the Eagles, 49ers, these great people and teams and key guys are out and you're going to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's going to, for me, it's going to be going down into the playoffs, you get into the Super Bowl of what team has stayed healthy and has avoided the injuries or had key injuries that were not as significant and they were able to come back. It's just who's healthy.
Honestly.
And that's what it's going to come down to is who's healthy. This next week, any key games you're looking forward
yes,
to?
Yes, there is. So first, the 49ers and the Vikings, which I think that could be actually really good. The Vikings are doing decently well, and I thought the 49ers and the Browns game would be boring, but we obviously know how that turned out, so that I'm just kind of keeping an eye out for that. Another game I'm really excited for is the Dolphins and the Eagles game.
Yeah,
that is going to be an explosive game. Yeah. I am that with Tyreek Hill.
It's going to be a good Sunday night game.
It's going to be a really good Sunday
night
game. That's
on my list. That was the top on mine.
Honestly, that is going to be just a really explosive and exciting game.
Yeah, the other one that I think I'm looking forward to is the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Oh, that would be cool.
I know, but it's a 3 o'clock game. I feel like it should be up there on, like, I mean, I like the Sunday night. The Sunday night games, Dolphins and Eagles. Mondays, 49ers, Vikings. Maybe you do that as a Thursday game. Yeah, because Thursday's the Saints and the Jaguars. Like, come on, put the Chiefs and the Chargers
right?
out.
That would be way more entertaining.
I don't know. It is the 3 o'clock game, so a lot more people get to see that. I think that's going to be, I mean, but that's just like three big games in a row that's going to be pretty epic. You got the Chargers and Chiefs at 3 o'clock. Then you got the Sunday night, the Dolphins and the Eagles. Monday night, 49ers and Vikings.
That'll be a lot of
good football. But I think it's going to be fun, explosive, high scoring. And again, who can be injury free? So
exactly.
Cool. Well, Isaac, we'll do it all again next week.
Yes, we will.
Hey, don't forget to follow us, like us, wherever you get your podcasts. Share us with friends, family, neighbors.
Best way.
Guy at the grocery store.
Honestly.
You know, wherever, whoever. So cool. We'll talk next week.
See ya.